Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome. Welcome. You are listening to PHBC Radio, and welcome to this evening's show, Being Mindful on PHBC Radio. My name is Deji. I am your host for the show. And with me in the studio is...
Maxine.
Hello, Maxine. And so Maxine and I, we are going to be your hosts. Isn't that right?
Yes, we are indeed.
And we're going to be just taking you every week through the various shows. We're going to have guests on show. We're going to have various topics, etc. But we are ably assisted in the studio by someone who's over there fiddling with passwords. Isn't that right?
Absolutely correct.
Introduce yourself to the listeners.
Hello, everyone. My name is Hope.
Hello, Hope. And so, Hope, why are you here? What are you here?
I am going to be pushing lots of buttons.
You're going to be
in the background.
Buttons in the background. Yes. And so it is our pleasure to have you with us. So welcome. This is Being Mindful, our show where we look at issues pertaining to our mental and emotional well-being. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, we'll also be dealing with other topics. What sorts of things have we got in store?
So we'll be looking at, in fact, let me just say this. You know, there's so much things going on in the world today. There's the COVID and the impact on our mental health, the rising cost of living, and the concern for those already close to the poverty line, the war in Ukraine,
yes.
And of course, the resignation of Boris Johnson.
Oh my goodness. I mean, the whole of Britain is in flux right now.
Yep.
We're not sure what's going on. We're not sure what's happening. Some people are booking the DJ to have that party, saying, mm-hmm. Yay, mm-hmm. ding dong, the man is gone.
Party gate.
You know? party gate. Maybe I shouldn't talk about DJs. Mm. So some people are really excited and they're really happy that at last the prayer has been answered. And other people are a little bit sad, a little bit disappointed.
Yeah.
Because the truth of it is this. It doesn't matter how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
The country is in flux right now.
Right.
You don't change leader. You don't go through this sort of thing. And it doesn't affect us in terms of our economy, in terms of stability, security, and a few other itties that I just realized what I did there. Did you hear it? Yeah, I said economy, security, stability. Oh, I'm so poetic. I didn't even know I was. So what are we going to talk about tonight? I mean, today's just an intro show. Yeah.
Yes. First of all, thank you, Digi. I'm so happy to be here. It is such a pleasure and a great blessing to serve others. And so thank you for having me today.
Hey, listen. You're saying thank me, but thank you for agreeing to do this. I mean, because in some regards, you were instrumental. You had a major part to play in Being Mindful 2. This is Being Mindful 2.0. we used to do this, in case you're listening and you're not sure if you're new to PHBC Radio. Being Mindful was one of the shows that we, just as we went into lockdown one,
mm-hmm.
that we used to have on every week, just looking at our mental and emotional well-being. And obviously, situation changed post-lockdown, capacity changed, but we felt we'd bring it back. So great to have you on, as you were saying.
For me, I've been thinking about, the theme, being mindful. And I have to say, I love the theme, being mindful. As believers and followers of Christ Jesus, we are encouraged throughout the Bible, the word of God, to keep our mind on the Lord. Why?
Yeah.
Because he has promised to keep us in perfect peace if our minds are stayed on him.
Okay.
I thought you'd like that one.
Hey, the pastor and you's coming right out. It's just oozing through your pores. I wonder that, as we prepared for tonight's show, I was thinking, I wonder who's going to either... actually, I wasn't sure whether it was going to be you, Maxine, or maybe even Hope was going to be the one that quoted from scripture or had a scripture verse. Someone was going to get holy in this place, but it's you, right?
It's me. But you know what? It's us, because we are children of God, and that's how we live.
Indeed.
And we want to share who Christ is for us, to our listeners.
So we want to, for all of you listening, as we said right at the beginning, you're listening to Being Mindful right here on PHBC Radio. Welcome. If this is your first time, welcome. And
Absolutely.
If this is not your first time, welcome as well.
Yay.
Listen, we also want to hear from you.
Yeah.
And you can contact us here in the studio via a number of ways. The easiest way is if you contact us on our social media handles, or one of the easiest ways, social media handles, if you look for PHBC London, whether that's on Twitter, PHBC London, on Instagram, PHBC London. You can fire us a quick message from there. Of course, we'd love to hear from you as we journey through the show, not just for today, but for other weeks, subsequent weeks as well. Alternatively, you can even WhatsApp us. There's a number right here in the studio, which is 07950995539. 07950995539. We'll give you the number as we journey through. And finally, of course, you can, if you're listening on the PHBC Radio app, if you in the app, there's a button that says contact the studio. If you click on that button, you can fill in the form and an email will come to us right here in the studio.
Fantastic. I think that's fantastic. We want to encourage you with, you know, to get in contact with us, no matter if you feel it's a small matter or if you might want to share a scripture. You know, you might have a different look on things as we're about to go forward in tonight's discussion.
Of course, our wonderful, capable, beautiful, I need another word. Help me.
Fantastic, wonderful,
fantastical,
capable, competent.
Hope is here. I mean, her name's Hope. So
absolutely,
I mean, what do you expect?
We're in good company.
Hope. What did she say the other day? Hope.
Oh yes,
hope of the nations.
Of the nations, indeed. So Hope is here. Hope of the Nations is here. And when it's time for us to just, you know, she'll interject. She'll read your messages to us here in the studio. And let's journey through. So today, something momentous, quite momentous happened. And you probably know where I'm going. This didn't just make headline news in the UK.
Absolutely.
This was headline news number one. Right across the world, the Prime Minister of Britain, Boris Johnson, handed in his notice.
So, you say handed in. I wonder what our viewers think about that. Because I don't think he, of his own accord, handed it in.
Yeah, it was kind of pushed.
I'm going to be a bit controversial just to start off with, if you don't mind. Okay. But, you know, I think watching this quite closely, it was clear that, and he didn't want to go. He didn't want to go. For whatever reason, he's a Prime Minister of the United Kingdom at the end of the day. But when you look at the amount of MPs that resigned, it forced his hand.
True. His hand was forced, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. His hand was for.
Yeah.
I said to somebody today, look, he was going to resign. And as a leader, in my opinion, I think it would have been better for him to have resigned first than to have resigned last. And I think that was a sad state of affairs because, you know, if you're going to leave a place, leave well. The least you can leave with is your dignity.
Your legacy.
Intact. Absolutely intact. And it's a difficult place. You know, it's a difficult place. Yeah. I don't envy him. You like him or you love him, because we're Christians, we don't hate, right?
Amen.
Whether you love him or you love him.
You pray.
Whether you wanted him there or not. You know what? He had a job that the vast majority, in fact, I'm sure everybody listening now, has never done and probably couldn't do.
And it was a hard job.
It was.
Let's be fair now. You know, he's been in office, 3 years? And 2 years, we've just dealt with COVID, the impact, you know, throughout the whole country, the whole world, as you said already. And so it was a difficult time, really.
And not just COVID. We had COVID. We had Brexit.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. Before COVID, yes.
And then we had Ukraine.
Yes.
And what's going on now, you know, cost of living and economic crisis.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there have been difficulties. But here is my key question. And it's the reason, if you're listening to Being Mindful, you're thinking of being mindful, well-being, why are we talking about Boris Johnson? Because here's my key question. As Christians, why should we be thinking about, and why should we be talking about politics? Why? As Christians? Or even involved in it? I don't know. What do you think?
This is this is a topic that is that is close to my heart. I studied politics.
I did not know this.
I did indeed. And in my younger years, I wanted to be a councillor, as in local government councillor. And working for a party, I won't say which one at this time, my eyes were opened. I saw a lot of things. I got to go to lots of meetings and quite a few, you know, well-known, as it were, MPs and so forth. I met them. So I have an understanding of certain things that, and how things sort of go on. But to answer your question, we all need to be involved or take note when it comes to politics.
Right.
And the reasons is because it affects our lives. And if we don't take note, or we don't pay attention, or we don't vote, or we don't have, you know, let our voice be heard, then it can be more impacting for us than if we just simply don't do anything at all. And that's my view.
Mm.
Hope?
You're nodding.
Hope is...
Yeah, I agree.
All right. And I absolutely do. I mean, scripture teaches us.
Yes.
To pray for those in authority, those in leadership over us, right?
Absolutely.
We know we must. We know we should. Yeah. And so how can we pray without the information? How can we pray without knowing what we're praying into? How can we pray? Fundamentally, these are the people that God, the Bible tells us to pray for, pray about. And if we're praying for them, if we're praying about them, if we're praying into their leadership,
mm-hmm.
it's for our benefit.
Totally. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the scripture that comes to mind, I won't go into it now, but the thing is this.
Go into it.
The Bible says this: before there was a famine, God already prepared a man. Who was that man? Joseph.
Indeed.
God always has somebody who he puts in place in authority, because he needs his voice to be heard.
Yes, yes, yes. It's, you know, so he, because it's that old, well, I don't know about an old saying, certainly something I say,
mm-hmm.
that it is a fallacy to say God was in the past, God right. is in the present, God will be in the future. It's God, you can't say God was in the past.
Yes.
God is in the past.
Yes.
God is in the future. So in terms of God preparing somebody,
mm-hmm.
is because he already is in the future.
Yes.
So he's already prepared someone to step into that, to press into that.
Yeah. You know, the thing is as well that if, let me say it this way, if God's voice or person, or if we don't pray, then things would be far worse. And we need to have that in mind. You know, we can't just sit there and say, oh, God knows and God knows, and, you know, sort of leave it as if, no, we're here as God's ambassadors in the earth. We're here as God's mouthpiece in the earth. And so, again, there's countless scriptures, really, that refer to God wanting to be involved in the affairs of men. We can look at Joseph, we can look at Esther, we can look at Daniel, I know people call them Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I personally don't call them that. I call them by the correct names, which is Azariah and Mishael. I hope I said it correctly. But, you know, even the fact that they changed their names, and I'm kind of going somewhere with this, they changed their names, you know, Daniel, rather, and his three friends, they changed their names, but their names still had a godly meaning to it. But it was whose God? That's the difference. Who's the source? That's the difference. And so we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to be involved in politics.
And I think that's a very important point that you make about our about our responsibility in politics.
Yeah.
This is something that as Christians,
mm-hmm.
because we're affected.
Yeah.
If all is well with the government, fundamentally all is well with us. It flows down. That blessing flows down.
Yeah.
If God blesses them, if they yield,
yes.
And this is the, you know, people say, oh, you know, if God gives them wisdom, no. Everybody needs to just slow down. If they yield to what God is leading,
yeah,
it's not that God hasn't done. You know, sometimes we say, oh yeah, you know, we pray that God will do it. What? Where are we getting that theology from? You know, God's done it. Jesus said, it is finished.
Yes.
You know, and listen. Yeah, go on.
In fact, Isaiah 9 says that the government shall rest upon his
shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is the head.
Right.
Where the body?
Absolutely.
Where the body? Where the shoulders? Part of the body.
Absolutely.
You know, and so fundamentally, if we are, if we're praying into them, praying into leadership, praying into government, as God is hearing that prayer and answering that prayer, and blessing that government with wisdom, and as they are yielding to the direction and the leading of God, we get blessed.
Absolutely, we live peaceably in the land.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and I think not only that, I think we have to understand what does politics even mean. What does politics mean? And I'm sure somebody may, I hope, in fact, let's just say, please, somebody, ring in, write in, call in, text in, whatever you got to do. Because I think that if we start from that starting place, that foundational, what is politics? What is government?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Yes.
You know, sometimes we hear things like, you know, put your house in order. Is that government? It is.
Mm-hmm.
So what is government? It's order. What is politics? It's dealing with conflict. And I'm sure I'm hoping that somebody calls in. I hope. Have you got anybody on there?
Or text or a message, or reach us on social media.
Go ahead.
And I think that's right. I think that's a very, very powerful point that you make. So what have you got for us, Hope?
Right, so for our first song, I've got "You Alone Can Rescue" by Matt Redman.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Wonderful.
Go to that one.
Are we going to play that?
Yes, you're
gonna,
we you're going are. That?
Well, trying to. We got a technical issue.
Yes.
You see, it's all those passwords again. It's all those because it's the maiden. It's the return of the being mindful. Return. Sorry, wrong song. So today, what are we talking about?
So let's just sort of recap. Obviously, we are aware, and if you have just tuned into tonight's program, welcome. You want to say welcome. And, you know, you are, please do WhatsApp, please do email, please do contact us via Facebook and Twitter and so forth, because we want to hear your voice. You know, we're in the studio having a great time talking about what's happened today, but we want to hear what your opinion is.
Absolutely. And if you do want that number again for WhatsApp, the telephone number is 07950 99 55 39 07950 99 55 39 or reach out to us via social media, whether that's Instagram or Twitter at PHBC London.
Let's go.
Who, oh Lord, could say themselves, their own soul could heal? Our shame was deeper than the sea, your grace is deep still. We'll be right back.
And welcome back. You are listening to Being Mindful right here on PHBC Radio. If you're just joining us, this is the
2.0,
first. Yeah. Yes, exactly. This is Being Mindful 2.0. This is the first of the new. It's a new and improved.
Yes.
So it's improved because it's not new, and it's new because it's not improved. Being Mindful show, where we talk about issues that pertain to our mental health, emotional health. We're going to talk parenting.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk relationships. We're going to talk money. We're going to talk life in general. But we can't get away from the fact that today there was some momentous news that affected it. It's been ringing out in news channels right across the world. And that is the resignation of the Prime Minister right here in the UK, in Britain, Boris Johnson, and the implications that has on us as Christians, what that means. So what sort of direction can we be praying when this sort of thing happens? I mean, you know, I don't want to get into whether, I don't think it's really right for us to get into whether, you know, Boris Johnson was a good man. You know, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And I'm so sorry to say, too many times we Christians, we're the first to pick up stones to cast. We are the ones, we just picking up them stones and we're looking for someone to cast them at. And so I don't really think it's fair to get into that, because we could go around the houses with that.
And life moves on.
Indeed.
You know,
every day,
you know, life is a journey, and every day life is moving on. It's not going to, this is, you know, Boris Johnson, before him there was Theresa May, before him there was Cameron,
yeah,
you know,
Gordon Brown,
yeah, you know, for the Labour and so forth, and Tony Blair. Life goes on, so we need to be ready. That's my view.
Indeed, and it's not a surprise to God.
Absolutely.
So for us as Christians, where do we, and we're talking about this, and some of you listening right now, are yourselves in leadership. Some of us are in pastoral ministry. Some of us are leaders in our jobs. We're leaders in our homes. We're heads of homes, whether you're the husband head or you're the mother head.
Yeah.
You know, we're heads of homes. We're heads of churches, heads of teams. And you might be listening right now and you're thinking, you know what? What Boris Johnson did was really bad. There are lessons for us as leaders. Absolutely. There are lessons in leadership here. Yes. But as Christians, What can we be praying right now? What's an appropriate direction for us to be thinking about our prayer life in terms of what's just happened, this big news of the Prime Minister's resignation?
You know, Digi, I want to add, we're also, every person, whether we're saved or not saved, really, we are also the head of our communities. And we're seeing a lot going on in our communities.
Mm.
And so one of the things that I think we really should be praying or speaking positively about is going forward. And how do we go forward well? What does that look like? What part do you and I as individuals, as people, yes. what part do we play? And so the first thing is to ensure, okay, there's been a change. We knew it was coming. It's now here. Let's be positive.
Yes.
Because if we're not positive, then that can add to people's mental health and their well-being.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been a lot that's gone on in the last 2 years and so forth.
That's really negative.
Absolutely.
It's critical.
You know, there's been some people's lives have been turned upside down. We must not forget quite a few people lost loved ones.
Yes.
And so they're dealing with bereavement, they're dealing with loss. You know, how is that affecting young people? There's so much things going on. So let's be positive. It's you know, whether we believe or think he's done right or wrong, okay. Yes, there were mistakes made and so forth, but now we're going forward. And so let's say, okay, what part do I play? And the first thing is, let's try to be positive. As Christians, let's try and pray. Let's stand in the gap and pray. Rather than say things negatively and keep repeating and repeating and repeating, it's only going to add to people's stress and mental health. So let's try and think positive and say, Lord, help me to pray.
Mm.
If we're not sure what to pray, help me to pray. The first thing is, let's pray for people's minds, people's well-being, so that people are in a better place than they were yesterday, if I can say it that way.
Yeah. I think you've partly answered the question. We've just got a message from, they didn't send a name. Thank you for your message. It says, good evening. Good to have been mindful back on the radio. It says, very good point about praying for those in government, even when they are making bad decisions. It says, the Bible tells us about the different seasons we're in, even when it comes to government, wars, etc. And then you ask a question, how do we as Christians have a better understanding of what season we are in using the word of God?
Mm.
That's why.
Gee.
It's interesting. at the moment, we're the show's obviously only on radio today, maybe next week only on radio. We did plan to be on YouTube as well. But once we got the camera gear all set up and everything, you would, if we had that set up, you would have seen that as soon as that question was asked, Maxine and I each turned, you know, we turned and faced each other. As I pointed to her, she said, over to you, Digi. Yeah. You know, well, thank you for that question. I think, in the first instance, one of the things God speaks to us. He speaks to us through a myriad of ways, through a multitude of ways. Yes, he speaks through that inward voice, that sense within us that we know, that we've heard, we've picked it up from him. We've discerned.
Mm.
Number one, he speaks through the Holy Spirit. He speaks to us through prophecy. Mm-hmm. He speaks to us through others. He speaks to us even through nature.
Yeah.
You know, we see, creation tells of his wonder. Yeah. So he speaks to us through the things around us. He speaks to us through those things. But one of the overarching ways, one of the most undisputed ways in which God speaks to us is through his written word, through the Bible.
Yes.
It's there. He said it. You know, God is in today as, you know, the day God sat down and was speaking to Jacob, saying, you know, I will make your descendants more numerous than the stars. God, in that moment, God could see Boris Johnson resigning.
I like that.
In that actual moment, God could also see at the same moment, that instant he was saying that to Jacob, he could see Boris Johnson resigning.
Yes.
This isn't new to him.
Mm.
So in his written word, we will often find those clues. We will often find those hints that he's leading us into that. The rest of it, because sometimes when we read in Revelation, when we start to get into eschatology, we start to get into some of those areas of scripture that have caused arguments, fights, wars, you know, people have bled and died and all sorts of stuff. And we get into this, I know it and you know. But honestly, at this time, I would say in the first instance, we need to lean on the word of God. But more than that, we need to lean on the Spirit of God. You know, I love what you were saying, Maxine. What are we actually praying for? we've lived through the best part of 2 years of fear.
Yeah.
Fear. You know, you can't go out. No hugs, no handshakes, no high fives.
Yeah.
You know, anybody coughs is a cough is a weapon of mass destruction. You know, and it was, I remember that. You remember that time? I remember during times where I'd be driving and you'd see someone jogging, you know, and somebody else comes in and they'd run into the middle of the road because it's like, you're not allowed to walk past each other. Mm. Now, hey, do not get me wrong. Some of you know I work in a hospital as well, so don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we shouldn't have been cautious. I'm not saying we should have been reckless. I'm not saying we shouldn't have been careful. But unfortunately, we were too fearful. And so we've lived with a lot of that.
Yeah.
And as we were coming out of lockdown, I remember this, and I said to the folks here at PHVC, I said, as we're coming out of lockdown one in 2020, I said, even the government has started to recognize the fear factor. They were saying, listen, businesses need to open up. The economy is going to crash. We've got this economic pain coming. Let's open up the businesses, open up the hotels, open up the restaurants, open up the aviation industry. And people were saying, mate, you spent the last 6 months telling me to lock down, telling me to stay home, telling me I should be afraid. Now you're telling me I shouldn't? What's going on here? And so at a time like this, as Christians, one of the key things we need to be focusing on is the sense of peace.
Mm.
I've said this before. I even tweeted it one time. I don't think I was the first. I wasn't the first to say it. But I've said this, and you may hear me say this again on this show. A boat doesn't sink because of the water around it. It sinks because of the water inside it.
Mm-hmm.
It is important what we're allowing to not just come in, because it can come in, what we're allowing to stay in. Big ships have pumps. They all have, boats have pumps, because there's always water coming in.
Mm.
And the job of the pump is to pump it back out. It's not the water necessarily coming in that sinks the boat. It's the water staying in that sinks the boat.
You know, based upon what the person who texted in or WhatsApped in, as I should say, the question that they asked as well, how? And as Pastor Digi was speaking, I was just thinking, you know, God actually wants to communicate with you and me all the time. He's not playing a hide and seek game, you know, where we can't find him. He does say, seek me, you will find. But he actually wants to communicate with you. And you know what's so amazing? You often hear people say this. You will hear a still, small voice. And sometimes you think, is that me? You know, and actually it's God speaking to you, you know, because he knows how to speak to you. You know, Jesus said, behold, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. He knows how to speak to you through the word. I think sometimes people are a bit, afraid of, oh, well, I'm not sure how to, even find a scripture, if I can say that. You know, how do I find a word? How do I get a word? I'm not sure. Just say, Lord, you know, I had this matter. Be open, be transparent, be real. And just wait. Sometimes you might hear straight away, you might feel a leading. As you said earlier on, led by the Spirit, you know, you might feel a leading to go and, you know, pick up Psalms 91, you know, or you might just wait a little bit. You might have a dream. God does speak. He does speak all the time.
I think that's really important to say. It's really, really, really important to note. Is that openness?
Yeah.
You know, I've been in situations before where people are saying, I want to hear from God, but he's not speaking. I want to hear from God, but I can't hear from God. God didn't speak. Why? Because they're listening out for the thunder.
Right.
They're listening out for the rumbling. They're listening out for that, you know, the lightning. They're listening out for the crashing of the waves, that massive drum roll. That's what they're listening out for. And so because they're not hearing the thunder and the rumbling and all of that stuff, there's this sense within them that God's not speaking.
Mm.
I can't hear God. God's not speaking.
Yeah.
But he speaks to us through many different ways.
Yes.
And yes, he speaks through the crashing and the thunder, but sometimes it's a still small voice. But here, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drop another one.
Yeah.
Sometimes he speaks in the silence.
Yes.
Sometimes we're not hearing him because we are too loud.
Mm-hmm.
So God, say something to me. God, are you there? Go and say something to me. God, I'm listening. Dear God, I'm listening now. Okay. I'm just going to listen. So I'm listening. God, you're not. Will you just be quiet? You know, God's not going to interrupt you per se. I mean, sometimes he does. That's another thing.
Mm.
You know, that's another conversation for another show.
Mm.
You know, God doesn't just jump in, but sometimes we have this. So God, what are you doing? God, I'm waiting. God, are you there? I'm listening, God. God, speak now, God. God, I'm listening. I'm listening. God, I'm reading your word. Are you going to speak? And it's the being patient enough and trusting enough that he's still got us. No matter what the situation or the circumstance looks like, he has still got us. If you're listening, if you've just joined us, you are listening to Being Mindful right here on PHBC Radio, where we discuss matters that we as Christians should be mindful of, whether that be emotional, psychological, relational, financial. Today, as it happens, we're discussing something that's political. Not much choice there. Going to hand over to you, Hope.
Yes, thank you. So the next song I'm going to play is I Can Only Imagine by Tamila May. Take that away.
Let's go.
I can only imagine to heaven when you're standing there. Can you only imagine? Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I could only imagine what my eyes would see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. To be
Hello and welcome back to PHBC, Being Mindful, everything about the mind. And you've been listening to I Can Only Imagine by Tamila Mann. Did you enjoy that? Please do send us a message and let us know. So over to you, Maxine and Pastor Deji.
thank you, Hope. Thank you. Quiet Hope.
I'm quiet.
What did you say?
I am quiet.
Really? Let's see. Yeah, okay. All right. We believe you. Others might not. We believe you. So listen, as Hope has rightly said, you are listening to Being Mindful. It's wonderful to have you here with us. Wherever you're listening from, do send us a message. You can reach us on social media. If you could want to reach out to us on our social media accounts, on Instagram, Twitter,
WhatsApp, or Twitter.
So if you're on social media, it's PHBC London. If you're going to WhatsApp us, it's 07950995539. 07950995539. There are a number of topics we're going to be talking about as we journey through the show. We're more or less coming to an end of the show now. This is the last segment of the show. Time does fly, doesn't it? Today was just really an intro show. We're going to be talking over the subsequent weeks as we are here. And sometimes we'll even have guests who will come in. We'll bring specific people in. We're going to be talking about things like communication. We're going to be talking about what else? Career change. What else?
Work-life balance.
Work-life
balance. Healthy relationships, parenting.
Yeah, boundaries, stress. Yeah.
Social skills, building confidence.
Even things like, you know, we talked about parenting.
Mm.
We're also going to be talking about what it's like to live in a blended family.
Yeah.
Because, you know, great. Blended Fantastic. Family life, what that's like.
Yeah.
What else? What are the other topics we have?
Money matters. I think that's very important. Yeah.
Particularly in today's climate.
Yeah.
Cost of living crisis. When we did attempted to do the test show last week, didn't we? The pilot. You know, we're talking about all this stuff only to realize we weren't broadcasting. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said
that. It was good practice, though.
It was good practice.
It was, wasn't it?
So, can we have Money Matters next?
Well, money matters. Okay, that's definitely going to come up.
Please.
And then I think positive thinking, right? Hope. Yeah.
But also some of the stuff that we've been talking about today around fear and anxiety and how we cope with fear and anxiety, things like mental health, managing even relationship stuff, managing difficult relationships. Yeah, how do we cope when we're living in crisis? How do we cope? How do we deal with these issues? And some of the various health things that we're going to be talking about.
So, did you know 6 out of 10 of us are overweight or living with obesity.
Oof.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we have, or I have before me, a leaflet which speaks just about that, the big issue.
Yes, yes, the big issue. And I think that's something that's being, there's a survey, I think, something like that, that's being conducted across South, I think it's across South London, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening with my mic?
There is a QR code. If you have a Twitter account, the handle is it's biggest issue.
Ah,
UK.
The biggest, that's true.
Ah, yes, indeed. So it's the handle again is @biggest issue UK. And if you then go on to that, then you could be able to, you can scan the QR code and complete the survey to share your views.
Now, there's an incentive, isn't there?
We want to work with you to find solutions that work for people in our community.
But the incentive is for everybody who fills in this survey. You go into a prize draw to win £100.
Ooh.
It's £100. And today's cost of living crisis, sort of stuff that people are dealing with. You know, £100, that's...
Just to do a survey, why not?
Yeah,
why not? What's the big deal? You're going to, you may be blessed. I'm sure you're all going to be blessed anyway, but someone's going
to
be blessed.
I mean, what difference is what difference could £100 make to our weekly shopping?
Yeah.
Can I just say, I did that on Sunday.
You did?
Oh, yes. Excellent.
Well, wow.
It's really straightforward. So, yes.
Yeah, straightforward. Okay, yes. Good.
2 minutes and you're done.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Do you know what? Did you hear that?
Now.
And now your name, your email address, you've gone in for that survey. Yes. If you win the £100, I like peri peri chicken. I'm just saying.
Wait, hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Isn't this about obesity?
Well, that's protein. Okay. That's chicken.
I'll have some peri peri lettuce. if there is such a thing. Hey, listen, if you're just joining us, you are listening to Being Mindful. We're just here trying to have a little bit of fun in the studio as well, on a show where we deal with issues pertaining to that we as Christians need to be mindful of, pertaining to our well-being, mental, emotional, financial. We read out a list a few minutes ago. As we bring the show to a close in this last segment, today particularly, we've been talking about the political situation in the UK and how we as Christians need to indeed have our minds stayed on Jesus.
Amen.
Because it is He that can give us a peace that passes
all understanding.
Yeah. It is critical that we do that, because that peace is the one that guards our hearts, guards our minds, and helps us to remain in the knowledge of He that can bring us through this. He's the one that carries us. He's the one that keeps us. He is the one that protects us.
You know, we also want to invite you to come with us on this journey. You know, every week we'll be here Thursday, 7 till 9.
Till 9?
I'm so sorry.
Till 9? Well.
Well, you know what? I'm sure at some point.
I won't be here.
I'm sure Hope and I will be.
No, with the Holy Ghost, you will be here.
But, you know, 7 till 8.
Yes.
And, you know, we just want to help you, those of you who are journeying with us, to think about what God wants to do in your life. Yes, we're talking about all types of, you know, situation, topics and so forth, but this is about real life. We're dealing with real life. And there's a scripture that I want to read, and it's taken from the Message Bible Translation, and it's a well-known verse, Jeremiah 29 and verse 11. I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hoped for. You know, as we're journeying along week by week, there are some topics we're going to be speaking about. There's some things we're going to be addressing. And Pastor Tiji, some of those topics might be touching to people, yeah? Some people might be, it might stir up a few things. So we also want you to know that there will be times of prayer at the end if you need prayer.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you so much. Just want to say thank you. Thank you for joining us on the show tonight. If you have any questions around the issues of politics or the uncertainty of the future, we are here. You can reach out to us. You can still send in that prayer request using those channels on our Twitter handle. Instagram handle is PHBC London. On the WhatsApp number, which I gave out earlier on, 07950995539 07950995539 You can still send through your prayer requests. We're going to be here in the studio for a little bit after this. We're about to sign off the show. But if you want more information or you know someone that could do with some support on any of the issues we've talked about, do please get in touch with us. If you're using the PHBC Radio app, there's a facility to contact us directly. You can send a message directly to us here in the studio. I want to say thank you so much. You've been listening to Being Mindful with me, your host Deji, and
Maxine.
And of course,
Hope
for the nations.
I'll pass
back to Hope. What have you got for us as we sign out?
Okay, we're going to play out with God's Not Dead by the Newsboys, just to remind us. I think it's a bit of a hype.
Oh, great. We need that.
Let's
do that one. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. God
bless.
Thank
you.
In a statement released today, scientists have announced that based on their research, they have concluded that God is a myth.
Shake the ground.